like it was a pretty good day for the offense, at least from the sideline?
They were crisper today. Still give and take on both sides, just trying to get better.
How nice was it to get Bilal back in team activities?
It was good to get his feet wet. You know, he's missed some time now, so he got a lot of catching up to do, but it was good to see him out there.
It didn't look like Lucky Whitehead practiced. Did you guys get any additional news on his foot?
Lucky broke his foot.
Is he done for the year?
I don't know if he's done for the year, but I know he's out for a little while.
Did you seem to be so involved with the return game? Would you guys be interested in going out to get a return now, or are you going to just kind of, yeah?
Well, we still got a couple guys we want to look at, and then as we get down in it, if we don't see what we want, we'll look for one.
Does Lucky need surgery on that foot?
I'm not sure yet. They're still checking it out.
I'm sorry, how long do you say he'll be out for?
I said it's undetermined right now. He's still checking it out.
What happened to Marcus Winston?
Oh, he has a sore hip.
Sore hip?
Yes.
So how did Powell get to his first stage?
Well, he had fresh legs. That was the first thing. Other than that, he's just got to get caught up to speed, just getting used to the blocking schemes and everything else again. But he was fresh, so that's about all he can do right now.
In your time here, what developments have you seen in particular from Dexter McDougal since you've gotten him?
Well, he's a little more confident mentally as far as knowing what he's doing, and he's finally trying to put a couple practices together and a game together. He's just got to keep working.
Did you guys end a little early today?
They practiced pretty fast today, so we got done early.
So it wasn't like, you know, rewarding the team for a good player?
No.
Is that something that John's been trying to do on offense, just with the tempo? It seems like you guys run more plays.
Trying to get more plays in a short period of time. They can get their wind up and conditioning at the same time. At the same time, we can keep the tempo going and they can concentrate.
Is that something that can carry into the preseason to try to get the offense moving at a faster?
We're going to try to get them going. At certain times, we'll do different things, but we'll try to get them going faster.
But how enjoyable has it been for you to coach Jamal and Marcus, considering you defensive?
Well, it's been enjoyable to coach them all, but, you know, two rookies playing, they study, they work hard every day. They have some mistakes in practice, but they learn from their mistakes, and it's just good to see them because they're good people as well.
Earlier today, John was talking to us. You mentioned that in many ways Christian is still a rookie. How do you kind of view that, even though he has a year under his belt? Is he still kind of very much a rookie?
It is, because he's getting a lot more reps. You know, last year there were three quarterbacks ahead of him, so this year there's only three in camp. So he's getting a lot more reps right now, so he's getting to play for the first time, really, without running scout team cards. So in that respect, yes.
What is he better at than he was last year?
I don't know if he's better at anything. Just learning the offense and having the whole spring and taking the reps more. He's getting to play more, and as he plays more, everything becomes easier for him. So he's better mentally from that standpoint.
With where Christian is right now, are you happy that you took that approach you did last year with him, or do you wish that you got him a little more, not necessarily playing time, but more reps?
It's hard to get reps when there's three quarterbacks in front of you. You know, I'm happy where he is right now. He's getting to play, he's learning it. He doesn't make the same mistake too many times, and he's getting better from there.
So you're glad you took that kind of weight approach with him, the red shirt here?
He was going to red shirt with the guys we had last year regardless.
How often?
Again, we haven't discussed it yet. We'll try to get him more than seven plays, but we haven't discussed play time yet.
How often will Leonard Sheldon and Monroe be on the field together this season?
We haven't gotten in the game plan yet. You know, right now we're just trying to play hard and come together as a unit. As we get in the game plan when the season comes, we'll see.
Generally speaking, Michael, how important will it be to get production of all three of those guys together and find a way to be successful this season?
Well, it's important to get production out of everybody. They just have to do their job and everybody else has to do theirs.
The last 2 years, it seems like you guys have kind of toyed around with different ways to get all three of them on the field at the same time. Could you see a situation where maybe it's more beneficial to just use two at a time and just rotate the two that are on the field?
Again, when we get in the game plan during the season, we'll discuss it. Right now, they're just trying to get better. We haven't even gotten into game plans of playing people, so that's the last thought on my mind.
How'd you mention Dex is more confident? What do you think that is?
He's finally comfortable. He's finally healthy, first of all. You know, he's had some nicks the last couple of years that's kept him off the field, and he's missed a significant amount of time. But now he's back, he's healthy, came in great shape, and it's showing.
Have you been happy with DeMario and Darren and coverage? It seemed like a couple times today they got good depth.
They get good depth. They still learn how to work together. They have great communication, so they just got to keep getting better.
Everybody good? Thank you very much.
Yep. Thanks, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Next time you have Josh McCown.